This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I always wonder what they're thinking when the music just kind of plays and plays and plays. Romeo will do it for like 10 minutes, you know, just keep letting the music play. It's Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. I think it should be an interesting program. We're going to talk a little football. We're going to talk a little baseball. We're going to talk a little fantasy. And Joe DeMeo at the end of the program, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, of course, always joins us on Thursday. If you've got a fantasy baseball question, football question, whatever, fantasy-wise, you can always check it out on the web at FantasyPlayersEdge.com or email us today, and we'll pass along your question to Joe, Doug, and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love your emails. And the Debt Popper Inbox, home of the Armor Lining. It's weather like this. It might put some dings on your vehicle. Get them taken care of. Free estimate, as always, at the Debt Popper. Phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis as we get ready for a program today that will also include Gary Niebauer. And that name may not send a lot of shockwaves to people our age. There may be a few people a little older than us that actually remember Gary playing baseball for the University of Nebraska, went on to a Major League Baseball career, played with Hank Aaron and the Atlanta Braves, spent a little time with the Philadelphia Phillies in the early 70s. And he's a Scottsbluff native, very talented, had a chance to play football at the University of Nebraska, played a little basketball, played baseball, was a pitcher, and went on. He's going to join us coming up in the next segment of the show. And I think you'll find it interesting. There is a movement, I guess would be the word for it, going along about baseball players
pre-1980
that are not what you would call in this day and age tenured. We all know that if you spend so long in the NFL or play so many games or whatever it is, it's different in every sport. NBA, Major League Baseball now, NHL, you're on pension, you get your checks, you're vested is a word that they use. Well, right now there's just under 1,000 players that are getting nothing that played before 1980, and some of them played for quite a while. And there was a big whoop-de-doo here a couple of years ago from the football union about old football players that, you know, a couple of them living under a bridge or in an old age home. People had forgot about them. They had medical bills that they can't pay. And Mike Ditka and a lot of former NFL players stood up and said, hey, this isn't right. And basically you've got the same thing going on with Major League Baseball. And Gary Niebauer is one of the gentlemen on this alumni series services board that is trying to get that changed. And we'll talk with him a lot about that and, of course, a little bit about his playing days and all that. So that's coming up. That should be a very interesting listen. And so join us for that as Gary Niebauer will be with us in the next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But obviously, Daddy, the big story will be the NFL draft tonight. More with everything that's out there, Twitter, Facebook, of course, the blogs that are out there, the chat boards. If you were the St. Louis Rams, what would you do tonight? I guess that is the big bull or no bull. I think we can go with that today, Derek, is our bull or no bull topic. Would you take Sam Bradford? If you're the St. Louis Rams, would you take Sam Bradford? Bull or no bull? Brought to you by Ace Hardware, the home of the Toro. Test drive a Toro during demo days at Ace Hardware in Garden Center in Grand Island. And, Carney, how long does it take to mow your lawn? Well, come to Ace Hardware and cut that time in half with the Toro Time Cutter Z4200. Dun, dun, dun. All you have to do is email us your thoughts. If you were the Rams, what would you do? Take Sam Bradford or anything else? Sue, McCoy, trade, interest in Ben Roethlisberger. What would you do? Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. One of the posts I saw today was take Ndamukong Suh, and then with the second pick, when you come around to start the second round, take Tim Tebow. Which I wouldn't do. Which I wouldn't do. I would be more, if you're the Rams, you've kind of had the offense of throwing the football and moving the ball around. Go get Tony Pike from Cincinnati. Go get a guy that can throw the ball around. You know, maybe wait for a second or third rounder. I don't know if you could get Ben Roethlisberger because I don't know what you could give. Would you trade the first round pick for Ben Roethlisberger?
I think that's a very appealing offer. The guy's won two Super Bowls in the prime of his career. The latest news is the Oakland Raiders have shot down the trade to trade their eighth pick for Ben Roethlisberger. Now, they also wanted the Steelers to throw in their 18th pick with that, which the Steelers said no thanks to. But they were going to, at one time, swap the picks or basically get Ben for the 8th pick. That was a done deal until they said they wanted the 18th pick. I cannot believe there's not more interest in Ben Roethlisberger. The 6-game suspension coming down yesterday. The laundry list of needs for the St. Louis Rams is way, way, way too big to say that Sam Bradford's going to fix your problems. I think you trade down, try and pick up some picks, and try and turn the deal around. Sam Bradford's not a guarantee.
And without breaking down every single spot, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers have a lot that they need to fill in. I think they're heading the wrong way. I don't think last year was a fluke. They had some older players. They're not strong at the wide receiver position like they were in their Super Bowl run. They've got rid of Santonio Holmes. They've got some needs. It's hard to get rid of anybody, any quarterback, because there are 32 teams that don't have one good quarterback. It would be hard to do that. So from the Steelers' standpoint, I think they are almost in a panic mode if they get rid of Ben Roethlisberger, because I don't think that they can sit down and fully, in just a week, understand what they could get for Ben Roethlisberger. If you could trade Ben Roethlisberger and pick up a couple of first-round draft picks, a couple of guys that could come in and help you, maybe they're just an offensive lineman or a defensive tackle or something like that, and then find a way to get another guy as a quarterback to lead your team, I think you would make that trade. I think Pittsburgh needs to start building for the future.
What, Dennis Dixon's not the answer?
I don't know that. I mean, they've got Byron Leftwich, Dennis Dixon, and Batch. Right.
Charlie Batch. Doug, you go down the list and start at the top. Yes, the Rams need a quarterback, no doubt there. But they've got so many other needs as well. Detroit Lions got their quarterback a year ago in Stafford. That's not an option. Tampa Bay? Why don't you look at Ben Ross? Oh, because you've got Josh Freeman? Well, hell, you've got it made. You've got your Hall. What?
Well, and another thing here is your Detroits, your Tampa Bays, your Washingtons, your Kansas Cities. Guess what? They've been in this spot in the draft a lot lately. That means they've been paying big dollars for their first-round picks. That's got to be as big of a deal as anything else. Get rid of that. If you're going to be paying somebody, pay somebody that you know is good, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. Not great. Good. Because also a conversation we had last night, fantasy is different because of the numbers. I mean, the intangibles of just flat-out winning and pass completions and things like that, because Pittsburgh's still a running football team, or at least they've tried to be. But Ben Roethlisberger, right now, Tony, not better than, but as good as, there has to be 15 quarterbacks in the NFL that are as good as Ben Roethlisberger. He's been part of two Super Bowl winning teams, but again, not just Ben has won those Super Bowls. He's done some great things, but I think there are at least 15 quarterbacks in the National Football League that are as good as, right in that same frame as Ben Roethlisberger. And so there's a lot of options out there.
But if you're one of these other teams, Doug, he's certainly a capable quarterback and has proven that time and time again, year in, year out. Tampa Bay, no quarterback. Seattle, Hasselbeck's been hurt the last two years. Is he going to get healthier all of a sudden? He's older. I don't see him getting healthier. Seattle, Cleveland, no quarterback. The Raiders sure as heck don't have a quarterback. The Bills. Who, you know, Derek, who's your quarterback?
Trent Edwards.
Well, I know your quarterback, Trent Edwards, but really, do you feel comfortable going into the season with Trent Edwards?
Not really.
You feel a heck of a lot better if Big Ben's up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a little bit better.
If you're one of those teams, can't you offer up and just say, Ben, we'd love to have you. We're embracing you with open arms. I know you're gone six games unless you enter Roger Goodell's trust tree.
It'll be four.
And then if we're all in the nest, everything works out. Four games. I just cannot believe that not more news has been made. The Oakland Raiders? Seriously, that's the only team?
But again, I think Ben has to have some say in this too, doesn't he? If the Steelers came to me and said, hey, we would trade you to Oakland if you okay the deal, I'd say, I don't think so.
It sounds like the Rooneys have went through him with a motorcycle wreck. They went through him with the first deal. Sounds like he's kind of on his own with this deal. I'm not sure he's got much influence in it.
I just don't know. Somebody, whatever happens, either Pittsburgh's going to, fans of the Steelers are going to think they gave him away, or the fan or whoever they trade him to think they're going to think they will have sold the farm. But will tomorrow, is Ben Roethlisberger a Pittsburgh Steeler? I say yes.
Well, I say yes because you haven't heard. I mean, I think there'd be more rumors circulating right now if he wasn't.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Joe responding to our Ace Hardware Bull or Noble about what he would do. He says, if I were the Rams, I would trade the overall number one pick for Big Ben. What are you hoping to get out of Bradford, a franchise Super Bowl winning quarterback? What you do know, you will get out of Big Ben, a franchise Super Bowl winning quarterback. You can get help for Big Ben during the rest of the offseason. The suspension is no big deal because it's not like Bradford would come in and change the team around in those first six games. To me, it's a no-brainer. I think it would be stupid to get rid of Ben if I were the Steelers. But if they did, get the number one pick, take Sue, wait for Jimmy Clausen to drop to your original pick in the first round, or go get Colt McCoy. Joe, with some interesting points there. Whatever you do, you better make darn sure you've got the quarterback that's going to get it done, and you can't be darn sure that you're going to get the quarterback that gets it done. It's an interesting spot there, though. If you could hold on, Jimmy Clausen should fall that far. That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting, getting Sue and Clausen in Pittsburgh.
I've got the number one overall draft picks.
May I also point this out? I don't want Sue to go to Pittsburgh because I don't root for the Steelers. So there you go. But I don't know if getting drudged down in Detroit is the place to be. Tampa Bay, who knows? He can't. It'd be cool to see him go to Kansas City. I just don't think he could possibly slide that far. I actually think there might be some movement in that area. Somebody in that top seven range moves up.
They've already paid Castle too much money to have another quarterback.
And Todd McShay hates Ndamukong Suh. I have come to that conclusion. He I don't know if hates the word, but if he could publicly get away with saying Ndamukong Suh is like number 10 on my big board, he would do it. Because, again, today they would ask it, the question was, give me five guys in the draft tonight that will be Pro Bowlers. Not Hall of Famers, Pro Bowlers. He did not pick Suh. Well, I think he'll just be doubled too many times and probably won't have the numbers, but yet he picked Gerald McCoy.
Gerald McCoy didn't play. I just can't believe he
remember
didn't
Todd McShay,
play.
That's why Mel Kiper's better than you.
Every down. Doug, you're talking about the Rams. You're talking about, is Bradford the answer? Is Big Ben the right answer? I'm going back. I'm going to take the 10. The people that were sure of these quarterbacks. Here's the last 10 quarterbacks that were taken number one overall. Matthew Stafford, don't know about. Too early. Jamarcus Russell, I think we know about. Alex Smith, I think we know about. Not headed for the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning, okay, give you that one. Carson Palmer, been pretty good. David Carr, it took a while, but he's coming around. As far as...
Well, he had to go to an expansion team with no chance, yeah.
Michael Vick, we know his track record. Tim Couch, out. Peyton Manning, good one. One surefire Hall of Famer are the ones we've mentioned.
Vick was an overall number one pick. He was the first pick in the draft.
He was the first pick in the 2001 draft to the Atlanta Falcons.
Really? Wow.
And you go back to Drew Bledsoe and Jeff George.
Well, Drew was a home run. Wow. I guess I didn't remember that Vick was the overall. Wow. Yikes.
I mean, when you group those up, as far as Hall of Famers, you got Drew Bledsoe and you got Peyton Manning. Correct? Give Drew a Hall of Fame pass? not.
No.
Out of that group?
I don't know. I don't know. He didn't. Seems like he's been out of the game for 10 years.
Out of that group, though, the elite ones, would you say Drew Bledsoe and Peyton Manning are the two elite ones? And Eli's won a Super Bowl, I'll give him that, but as far as the numbers, certainly yeah. don't match his brothers.
Well, obviously, when they play this fall, we'll see who the better one is. Giants, Colts. I think the second time they've ever met. 888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Gary Niebauer is going to join us. You can go to the website, abittercupofcoffee.com, to find out more information. Do you get that?
I think Fast Willie would.
Oh, can we go to the Dent Popper inbox? I didn't understand what that meant. You've got one here. Okay. This is a rarity. Usually this only happens to H-Man, one emailer taking a shot at another emailer.
It just basically says this comes from El Conquistador. It said at least you didn't name your kid after him.
Speaking of Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Like Fast Willie did. Gary Niebauer, Scottsbluff native, played for the Huskers, then went to the major leagues and played for the Phillies and the Braves. We're going to talk about the pension fund that they're trying to get for the old-timers in baseball. It's an interesting story. Stay with us. It's coming up next.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and any day, get ready to destroy your hunger. It's the new Double Down Chicken Sandwich from KFC with not one, but two pieces of chicken.
Original recipe.
Two slices of cheese.
Mozzarella and pepper jack.
And two pieces of bacon.
Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
There wasn't even room for a bun.
Red annihilator.
Don't miss the ultimate showdown between your
big hunger
and our
huge sandwich.
Try the new KFC Double Down and original recipe or grill. For a limited time at participating KFC, prices may vary. Fast action.
Dispatch, this is 112. I got a male turning himself in. Says he got 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-cost maintenance on his new Mini, and he didn't pay for it.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Yeah, this is 825. I got the same thing over here. Guy says his Mini gets 37 mpg, has 6 airbags, and there's no way the starting price of 19.5 covered all that.
Okay, my guy's actually putting the handcuffs on himself right now.
The Mini Cooper. It's a steal, but it's not stolen. And now get 1.9% APR financing. For details, visit MinUSA.com/info. MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options.
Look what's new.
I'm Chris McKendry. Here's what's happening on SportsCenter right now.
On ESPNSuperstation.com.
Our hero did not live up to the expectations of the role model we saw for our children.
And find out what's new.
John Clayton reports that the Jets are interested in free agent linebacker Jason Taylor.
On ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah, and one thing you learn about Josh McGain, this is a very smart young coach and a guy who's very confident.
Video highlights, opinions, news headlines, SportsCenter now. On ESPNSuperstation.com.
As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see a good chance for developing showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low 60s. Southeast winds will also stay at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. More shower and storm activity develops tonight as well. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Daddy, they always say, what are we going to talk about at this time of the year? Well, with the draft going on tonight, there's always something to go on. But I think we're going to have kind of an interesting guest here to talk a little history, not only from a Nebraska standpoint, but what's going on with Major League Baseball. And I think a lot of folks will be able to, and we'll ask Gary about this in a moment, maybe parallel this to what went on in football and what has been going on in football the last few years with Coach Ditka and quite a few of, let's just face it, the older players in the National Football League trying to get money for guys that weren't vested players, weren't getting pensions because of the time that the league really bloomed and took off. And the same thing is happening in Major League Baseball, and we're going to get a chance, among other things, to talk about that.
Yeah, Doug, I think maybe the point is guys that need the money. When you hear these big salaries, these guys need the money. There's 874 of them. Gary Niebauer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gary, welcome to our show, and maybe just explain a little bit in general what's going on with your group you represent.
Well, thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Doug, what you had mentioned about the Mike Ditka situation, that essentially is what really pushed my button a couple years ago. But the bottom line is there is a group of 874 of us, former Major League Baseball players, who do not receive one penny in the way of pension or medical benefits from MLB or the Players Association. At one time, not too many years ago, this group was about 1,400, but because the ages range roughly 60 to 85, there are guys that are passing away at a crisp rate, unfortunately. The situation has been that we have been trying for over 25 years to get something from baseball. Bud Selig has always talked and likes to talk about the baseball family. Well, we feel like that we are part of the baseball family, but we've been completely ignored. When I was playing from 69 through 74 in the big leagues, that was a time when Marvin Miller basically took over the Player Association and has done and did a tremendous job for the association. Through his efforts, many, many things have changed. For instance, when I played, the minimum salary was $10,000. Today, the minimum salary is $400,000. The average salary in the big leagues right now is $3.27 million. Now, I know that figures skewed a little bit because of the A-Rods and everything, but just the same, 3.27 mil. It's a $6.3 billion industry, and as I said, we've been trying for 25 years to get something done and have not had the any success. Up until this time, there have been a number of guys that have written letters to Selig, to Rob Manfred, who's general counsel for MLB, to Don Fear, who is just retired as the association president, Michael Weiner, Steve Rogers. We've written letters to all kinds of people, and sometimes we'll get a nice little letter back. Basically, it's thank you, but no thank you. What we've got going right now is I'm a member of the Major League Baseball Player Alumni Association, headquartered in Colorado Springs, and I'm on one of the boards of the association. There's a subcommittee made up of Craig Skok, David Clyde, Eddie Robinson, and myself, who have basically taken this project on. And through this book by Doug Gladstone, A Bitter Cup of Coffee, How Major League Baseball and the Players Association Threw 874 Players a Curve. It was just by coincidence that Doug wrote this book and had this thing going. Now, you mentioned Ditka. That was two summers ago, I think, that he – that really pushed my button. And I was sitting there and I read in the paper in the Denver Post and I thought, you know what, I just can't let this thing go anymore. We've always felt that with the three-legged stool, if you will, MLB Association and the alumni should be the organization that really, really should represent us. However, we weren't getting a lot of representation from them. So what I did is I pinned a letter to Brooks Robinson, who is the president of the association, and I copied Dan Foster, who's the executive director. Sent it on a Wednesday. I got a phone call on Monday from Dan. So that's basically how we got this thing going. I was put on one of the boards. We had a big board meeting in Houston last January, and it was our board, the services board, and the nonprofit board. We had a board meeting on Friday afternoon of our board, and Steve Rogers, who represents the union, was there. And as I won't say what David Clyde called it, but I mean he was lit up big time. Steve has not really been a friend of ours through all of this stuff. And then on Saturday, Don talked at the meeting, and we were all under the impression that Don was going to talk about the situation. Never mentioned one word, and David went off on him again. So from that time on, and I was thinking about it when I was driving into Kearney last night, I really can't remember how the four of us have put this committee together, but we are the voice for this thing now. We have gotten letters out to the 874 under the alumni's letterhead, although there are people in the alumni that didn't want it to go out. We did send a letter out. We sent a questionnaire out, and even though some people didn't think it was would do any good, out of 874, we got 650 replies back. So we're hoping there have been some developments that have happened. We are hoping that sometime in the not-too-distant future that something will be done for us.
Gary Neibauer is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's a Scottsbluff native, played for the Huskers, played professional baseball for Atlanta and for Philadelphia in the late 60s, early 70s. The times have changed. I guess the big thing is how much time you had to put in, and every sport is a little bit different. How much time you have to put in before you're tendered, you get your pension, you're vested, whatever the word is you want to use. When did that change, and how did that affect maybe you personally?
Well, when I played, as I said, it was 4 years to vest. In 1980, in the collective bargaining agreement, CBA, they reduced that time to 1 day to receive medical benefits. Now, I don't know, to be real honest, I don't know if that is paid for or whether the former player has to pay for those, but they do have the advantage of being able to participate in that really, really good medical plan. 43 days, the player will receive some sort of a pension. Now, 43 days represents roughly one quarter of a season.
Okay, I guess I'm sitting here, and my point of frustration, Gary, about knowing of this for 12 minutes now, roughly
right.
12 minutes, is that if you guys were looking for $250 million, I could see how there's holdups. That's not really the case. No. Every time a salary is announced, that's got to frustrate the heck out of you guys when the amount of money you are looking for is in the big scheme of things, not all that much.
Well, see, this is part of our problem. You two guys are sports nuts. I mean, you're into this stuff all the time. You had no idea this thing existed out here. And that's part of our problem. Nobody has ever known. We've tried to get this out. In the book, I think I told Doug, I said, you know, we've tried over the years to go to the beat writers, to the editorialists, and we couldn't get any traction at all. And I always thought it was probably because of the free beer and sandwiches after the game. They don't want to jeopardize that. So, hey, we can't say anything about that. So that's the frustration that we have gone through. Now, one of the things that was done in baseball, and I can't remember, I can't tell you exactly, but I think it was the early 90s, is that Jerry Reinsdorf, there was some pressure put on Jerry by Carol Moseley Brown, who is one of the representatives from the Chicago area, to include some of the Negro League players in the pension plan. And Jerry said, you know what, I think that's the right thing to do, and they did. There are a group of Negro League players right now that are receiving Bud doesn't like to call it a pension. I think he calls it a benefit, but I mean, it's a legalese term, and you know, we don't really care what it would be. But the fact is that there are guys in the Negro Leagues who never played a day in the big leagues are actually receiving some benefit from Major League Baseball and the association, and it's about $10,000 to $12,000 a year. Now, if they tell us, and they have told us before, I don't know whether it's legal or not, whether they could retroactively get us into the pension plan or not, I don't care. I don't think most of our guys care. We would just be a lot happier. And there are really some of the stories. I went down to Colorado Springs and read some of the questionnaires that had been sent back to us. And, I mean, it was sad reading some of this stuff. I mean, it's heart attack, cancer, disabilities. One guy said that his wife had recently passed away. They were both retired, and now he doesn't get the same Social Security amount on a monthly basis, and he doesn't know whether or not he's going to make it. Foreclosures, bankruptcies, and one of the ones that caught my eye was one of the Puerto Rican guys said that since he was out of baseball, did not receive any pension. He really didn't feel like he was part of the group at all, and until he got this letter, he didn't even feel comfortable in signing a baseball because he did feel part of, like he was part of baseball. And I thought, my gosh.
Gary Nybauer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I guess, again, for the folks that are just joining us, this is kind of one of those things, as he just said, we don't know, or we did know, that's out there. There's a book called A Bitter Cup of Coffee. Check that out if you want more information. But, Gary, where do you think things are right now? It's still, as you said, you kind of got on the ball here a little over 2 years ago. Do you like the way things are progressing? Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I hope it's not the train, as they say. But, yes, it's more positive than it ever has been. After the situation in Houston last January, I mean, it was a little dicey. I mean, there was screaming and hollering. Nobody got punched, but it was, you know, pretty heated. We had actually, Dan, set up a meeting on October 2nd in New York City with Rob Manfred and with Michael Wiener at the Major League Baseball players' offices in Park Avenue, which, guys, I might add, is you ought to see their digs. Whoa. Whoa.
A little nicer than our office?
I don't want to say anything. I mean, it's big-time security and everything. I mean, it's pretty amazing. But the fact is that we sat down with them, and it was a very nice meeting. I don't think that there's ever been a meeting where you have labor on one side, management on the other, and the third party in the middle, and there was as much positive come out of the meeting that there really was. There was a lawsuit filed in the early 90s by an attorney in Detroit, Jim Acho. The lawsuit was thrown out of court. It was appealed. The 10th district, what they call it, 10th Circuit in California, heard the case, and it was tossed out again. Judge Manuel Real heard the case, the appeal, and said that there's no legal basis for this case. However, he said, I can't believe that Major League Baseball and the association hasn't done anything for this group of guys, and they really morally should do this.
And that's kind of, I think that's where we're at with football. If you want to come down to brass tacks, there's no legal obligation, but morally, it's the right thing to do.
And the problem was that it really, really made Manfred mad because they were joined in the lawsuit. Now, his contention was it cost us a lot of money. Well, a lot of money was $1.5 million. And once again, as we just said, you know, $1.5 million to these guys, you kidding me? That's, you know, pocket change. But he told us at the meeting in New York in October of last year, he said, I'm over the lawsuit. It's a done deal. Let's move on from here. Now, Eddie Robinson and Dan Foster were at a meeting in Manfred's office, I guess shortly after that. They were talking about the situation, and lo and behold, Bud Selig calls. Well, it put Selig on the speakerphone, and they were talking about this issue. Bud says, you know what? I think we really should do something for these guys, but we want the Players Association to participate in it. That's where we are basically today. We know that the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, will be done not in 2010, but 2011. We're wishing, praying that something will be done before then, because with the age of the guys in this group, you know, we're going to be losing some. And the deal about the money, well, I mean, if you've got guys that are 85 years old, you know, look at the mortality rates. They're not going to be around forever. So in the grand scheme of things, they should do something.
I guess I gotta be honest with you, Doug. The morality of the issue is, I'm surprised that George Steinbrenner, some of these big market teams, guys, the amount of money we're talking out there is under $10 million. And I don't know if we ever got to that. I don't know if we ever threw that figure out. It's under $10 million what these guys are asking for 874 people. I'm surprised that George Steinbrenner and three of those other high market owners don't pony up and say, guys, here's your money. Let's move on as a group and let's all be one.
They don't have to. And that's probably the bottom line. We figured it would take $300,000 to $400,000 a team to go ahead and invest this thing to get it going. Now, I know that you've got to have vesting requirements for more than 1 year, you know, but it's just something that certainly can be done and should be done.
Gary Nybauer joins us here and again, we could talk about this for the whole show, and hopefully maybe in the future when there's new information, we can hook up again. But I don't want you in the studio without talking a little bit about your career and some things there, because getting an opportunity to play for the Huskers, which was before any of what we are seeing now, playing in the majors. And I think we can still consider, at least for me, the early 70s, our era, and getting to play in a World Series and playing in the National League, hitting a home run in the majors. I mean, I'm guessing back then a lot different. You would have never imagined where baseball probably is today.
No, you can't. And growing up in Scottsbluff, and I look at kids, I do a lot of private instruction in Denver. And I don't know how it is in Kearney. I worked with a young man last night, and I can just tell that because of the sports situation here in central Nebraska, it's not like it is in Denver. Now, when I was growing up, I participated in all four sports, you know, football, basketball, track, and baseball, and I enjoyed them all, and I was pretty decent in all of them. I can't imagine having to pick one or two sports at that age and go with it. In Denver, though, these kids, if they're in two sports, that's a lot. And the multi-sport athlete is just, you don't see him anymore. But a number of camps, the kicking camps, the quarterback camps, the pitching schools, the hitting schools, I mean, it just goes on ad nauseum, and it's unfortunate. When I went to Nebraska, I had signed a football letter of intent with Bob Devaney, and because I'd had some really good seasons and almost signed with Pittsburgh out of high school, I kind of felt that my future was in baseball, so I had my scholarship changed to football and basketball at Nebraska, and I played basketball for 2 years, couldn't get out for baseball quickly enough, so then I just went ahead and concentrated on baseball when Tony Sharp was there. Talk about differences. Tony didn't even have a paid assistant. George Flock, who was a senior, was our trainer. He was a player. We played, let's see, it was on in front of the columns where they have the track now outside, where that would be the northwest corner of the track is where home plate was. They had just basically a big screen there, no dugouts. We sat on wooden benches, and the outfield fence was literally a snow fence.
It was that way for quite some time, unfortunately.
Gary, you know, a little bit, when you got to the major leagues then, you could go out after games with the guys, have some beers. Nobody was twittering about it. There weren't pictures being taken. There weren't pictures being taken. Well, there's just massive differences. The good old day was the good old day.
It really was. And, you know, and I can't say that these guys don't enjoy playing baseball now, because I'm sure that they do. But when you stop and think about the money involved, I mean, it's drop dead. When I showed up for spring training, you know, and I would generally spend my winters in Scottsbluff doing as much hunting as I could, or I'd play winter ball, and I played winter ball in Puerto Rico. But by and large, when guys hit spring training, that was the time to get in shape. Now, if you're not in shape ready to go, you're going to be behind the curve. I can remember Hoyt Wilhelm, Hall of Famer, knuckleball pitcher. He'd come down there, and I don't think he knew where his glove was during the winter until he'd get down there and open his bag, and, oh, there it is. You know, and that's how it was.
What was it like playing with Hank Aaron?
Very good. Hank was a gentleman. I mean, he's one of the real good guys in baseball. And funny you should mention that. They had him throwing out a ball in Atlanta. Hank is 76 now. And I can remember when he was chasing Babe Ruth's record in 73.
That sounds right.
73, and he broke it in 74. And I can remember we would take trips, and literally they'd have one plane for the players and another one for the media. And you go into the locker rooms, and I mean, my gosh, there were cameras all over the place. And the poor guy, I mean, he was inundated, and he handled it in a very professional and gentlemanly way.
Well, let's bring this full circle then. Gary Nybauer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you need someone, and I'm not putting it on Hank Aaron, because you can pick any of the stars from that day. Do you need someone that everybody knows to step up and be the face here for these 874 players to help move this along?
I don't think so. To be real honest with you, Doug, I think that we have got this thing moving at this point. Enough people know about the situation. This book, if you got a minute, Doug started to write this book about Tom Seaver and Jimmy Qualls, The Imperfect Game, where Seaver had this perfect game going at Shea Stadium until the ninth inning, and Qualls flared one to left field to ruin his perfect game. In doing his research, he wanted to talk to Seaver. Seaver wouldn't talk to him. Talked to Qualls. Qualls talked to him. He talked about how tough times were, and he said, you know, if I had a baseball pension of any kind, he said, it would really help. And Doug goes, you're kidding me. You don't have any baseball pension. Bingo. That's how this book got started. I mean, it was just by chance.
Yeah. Well, that's how so many things go. And folks, again, if you want more information, is there another
website?
Outlet?
Go to the website www.abittercupofcoffee.com, and it'll give you a good. Dave Marish did the foreword to the book, and he's an Emmy award winning columnist. So, I mean, there's some heavy hitters in there.
Well, Gary, thanks for the time. Thanks for coming back home a little bit. I know you've chewed a lot of the dirt around the Kearney area in your playing days, and enjoy. I know you're getting ready for a little hunting trip, so enjoy that, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Please do, guys. Give me a call anytime, and go Big Red.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot, as Mike and Mike say, a lot to react to here because, again, when something new is put out there, Tony, I think our head's still swimming here a little bit.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
More than usual, by the way.
Yeah, there's usually two or three thoughts racing around. Now there's six or eight. But, you know, you think about 874, a strangely small number on a national scale to be concerned about, and the amount of money. I'm still a little bit flabbergasted that nothing can be done in short order to help these guys out.
Less than 1,000 people is what we're talking about. And I guess I just figured if you've played 3, 4, 5 years in Major League Baseball, you've played in a World Series, you've played with some of these top names, I guess it just you assume everything's taken care of. That's not the case. We're going to talk more about it. And Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and our last segment is coming up. So stay with us. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Got more grease on your hands than time? Then AutoZone's new buy online and pick up in-store option is for you. It's another way to get your parts fast from AutoZone. Just go to AutoZone.com, find the parts you need, choose our new pick up in-store option, and soon your parts will be waiting for you. AutoZone's new buy online, pick up in-store option. Get the parts you need right when you need them. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
This Saturday is Fodder Park's premier race, the Bosselman Gus Fodder Stakes, and the Las Vegas Getaway Giveaway. 10 lucky race fans will each win a 4-day getaway for two to Las Vegas, courtesy of Five Points Bank and Fodder Park. And ladies, strut your stuff in the Spring Hat Contest. The fun starts Friday night at a free dance with BD and the boys playing hits from the 60s and 70s. Don't miss the Bosselman Gus Fodder Stakes and the Las Vegas Getaway Giveaway this Saturday. Free admission and parking at Fodder Park in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see a good chance for developing showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low 60s. Southeast winds will also stay at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. More shower and storm activity develops tonight as well. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Man, if you could come come up with some way that you lip-sync your entire last 4 years on this show, that might explain a few things.
Alice Cooper, what a great name.
Kelly Pickler's in town tonight.
She was third on American Idol, I understand, like
you
a couple
know,
years
I,
ago.
You know,
I like her. I like Kelly Pickler.
You a fan of Kelly Pickler? I like, you know she's, I'm not, she's pretty.
I'm not crazy. No, no, I just...
She's kind of hot for a girl. I'll give you that, Derek.
Well, yeah, she's good looking, but I like her music. I like her music. You know, Draft Kelly Pickler. Draft Kelly Pickler.
I'll bet
Kelly watches the start of the draft tonight.
I'm going to go draft.
She watches the start of the draft. I bet she's got a little football girl in her. If you want to watch the draft tonight, the place to do it is at Fanatics, where the NFL draft is there for you. Come down, watch the first round of the draft tonight. They've got TVs everywhere and two of the largest high-definition televisions in the area. Enjoy 16-ounce, $1.75 drafts all night during the draft. Ooh, cheap drafts. During the draft, they'll also have other great drink specials and, of course, pizza, tasty wings. Come watch where Ndamukong Suh finds his place in NFL history. Enjoy the $1.75 drafts tonight at Fanatics. They'll have the draft on. They'll have some baseball on. They'll have the playoffs on for the NBA and the NHL. Two huge, like the whole wall covered in NFL draft. That'll make Suh look even a little bit bigger. So you finally got to see Suh throw around the sports science geek this morning.
Yeah, over 7'6", he had him in his head was in the air.
5'8", 160 versus 6'4", 307. He tossed him 10 feet, 11 feet, whatever it was. Joe DeMeo joins us every Thursday from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
How far would Ndamukong Suh toss you head-to-head?
I'm running a very, very sturdy 5'7", 155. So we would have to tighten his belt considerably to slow him down.
Again, a quick question about football. Who do you think is going to be out of this rookie class? And I know it kind of depends on where they go, but who do you think is going to be a rookie that maybe goes off the board first this fall for fantasy football drafts?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It won't be any of the defensive guys. It won't be Sam Bradford, that's for sure. It's either going to be C.J. Spiller or maybe Dez Bryant. Those two guys have a chance to make an impact. There's a couple of decent tight ends, too, but I typically don't recommend rookie tight ends until, you know, at the back of the draft. So look for those two guys to get some play in fantasy land come August.
Joe, switching up to baseball here. We've got this comes in from Russ. He says he just traded Mark DeRosa for Rich Harden. What does Joe think of Harden, and is Russ a moron or not?
Well, Harden's got a tremendous upside. There's no two ways about it. When he's right, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Tremendous strikeout ability, low whip, low ERA. With that said, because he struggled, that's the only reason you could get him for DeRosa. I think that's an excellent ad by you. DeRosa adds almost nothing from the point of view of, you know, participating in all five categories. He's consistent, but never adds anything big. You have everything to gain with Harden and very, very little to lose, you know, considering that he only cost you Mark DeRosa.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us every Thursday. Well, Carlos Zambrano goes to the pen, Joe, and I'm guessing a lot of people drafted him pretty high when they were looking at starting pitching this spring. You can still get fantasy points in the bullpen, but what do you do if you got Zambrano?
You know, he was drafted this year higher than he should have been. He was drafted on reputation, not on his performance last year or even at the end of the previous year. He has underachieved now. He's underachieved in 09 and 2010. You know, in 2010, he's off to another inconsistent, slow start. The only thing I can recommend you doing, if you've invested a reasonably high draft pick on Zambrano, around 8 through 11 is probably where you grab them. You probably need to wait. Let's see what he does. Carlos Silva, although he's pitching very well, and Tom Grizzolani are truly only one or two stars from totally imploding. So Zambrano, for the Cubs to win, Pinella knows that with Ted Lilly and Randy Wells, you know, at the top of the order, he's got some, you know, solid pitching there. But Zambrano is going to be the key to the Cubs' future. Let's see if this demotion lights a fire under him in a good sense, where he just goes back to the grindstone, works hard, starts to focus on the game again. He's too young to have, you know, disintegrated this far, this quickly. So hang on to him for at least another 2 weeks.
Joe, you look at starting pitching, and Doug just brought up one, but CeCe, 1-5, Greinke, 0-2. Obviously, these guys making the money showed they can do it in the past. What do you do with players like this?
Oh, no, you just sit. It's like owning Mark DeShera. You just sit and wait. These guys are absolutely tried and true. As Greinke is a Cy Young winner from last year, he's pitching pretty well this year. He's not going to – I don't think he'll approximate last year's Cy Young campaign, but that was hard to do in his first 10 starts last year, and I may be wrong on this, but in his first 10 starts, I think he allowed like 3 or 4 earned runs. It was ridiculous. His whip was .93. His ERA was like .50. So that's very hard to replicate. You know, you just have to sit with guys like that. They obviously, they're early draft picks. You can't afford to give up on them now. I mean, I see a lot of people spitting a bit on Aramis Ramirez. He's off to a terrible start. He was probably a fifth in most drafts. All I can tell you guys out there listening to the broadcast is try to buy those kind of players low. And you might find an owner who's disgusted with Ramirez and might be able to take that player off his hands for some bench player, you know, in your on your roster. So always look to buy low with these kinds of guys.
Anybody coming back this week of note, Joe?
Aaron Hill should be back on Friday. And he's been gone most of the season. He had a 35 homer campaign last year, which it was kind of an aberration. He's never performed that well. And I was curious to see this year where he would land. I had him landing in the 25 home run, you know, 91 batted in, 90 runs scored, 275, 280 batting average. You know, very, very solid for a 2B if you get past Chase Utley. And so we'll see. He's a big man coming back. Fuentes came back last night and got shelled. So Fernando Rodney owners, keep the faith. Fuentes he's been trying to lose the job for 2 years now. So a couple of guys that won't be playing today are Ryan Zimmerman, Polanco. Mark Reynolds sat out last night with a sore quad. Monitor that. I think it was smart to sit him because they're off today, so he gives them 2 days rest. He can get a lot of treatment. Kinsler successfully tested the ankle yesterday. He's looking good. Nelson Cruz, second straight game. He was pulled out with a hamstring issue. Keep an eye on it. I think he sits today. And lastly, Xavier Nady, soreness in his surgically repaired right elbow, and I don't know if he's headed for a stint on the DL.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, we'll keep it short this week as we get ready for the draft and continue some baseball. I think once we get through this first month of the season, we can kind of analyze who the bombs are and who the busts are. So let's look forward to that next week.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we need to give folks at least we need to give hitters at least 40 games and pitchers at least 8 starts before we start to throw them, you know, on the pile, on the heap, or you know, before we anoint them the next coming of Albert Pujols. So I agree with you. A few more weeks, and I think we'll be ready to do the picks and pans.
Joe, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet, guys. Enjoy the draft tonight. Have a great week. I'll catch up with you next week. Take very good care.
Sounds great. FantasyPlayersEdge.com is the place to go. Joe DeMeo is there for you. We've got some emails we want to get to. Oh, good Lord. We also want to get you down to Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. With the rain, it doesn't look like you're going to be able to practice outside, so go get your gear geared up for the upcoming baseball and softball seasons. For the little kids, for the softball season, get those uniforms ordered. This is the perfect day to do it.
I went down and got pinstripes. They're very slimming. I've just been standing in front of my mirror. They've got them at Misco's.
Baseball and softball gloves from the brand names that you trust. Wilson, Mizuno, Easton. Bats from for the Little League kids, the Legion kids, the Senior League. For men's, women's, so they've got the shoes you need. Adidas, Nike, Mizuno. Uniforms for umpires, the gear, the catcher's equipment. And if you're just working out this summer, maybe you need some new pair of running shoes. There's no better selection than Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've been doing it for you for years. Open 7 days a week, including late on Thursday. It's...
Well, let me think. Thursday?
We'll be back after this.
Feeling lucky? At Plum Creek Motors, good luck is on the house because everyone's a winner. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and find your opportunity to win a new Chevy of A05. No tricks, no gimmicks. Some lucky person can win a new Chevy of A05 this month. Bring your spin and win number to Plum Creek Motors. If it matches, you win. And everyone's a winner just for completing the online instructions. You'll get $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards, good toward brand name electronics, cookware, and more. Plus, get an additional $1,000 savings voucher towards your next purchase. Keep all the approved rebates and incentives. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and spin to win a new Chevy of A05. And remember, everyone wins $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards, along with an additional $1,000 savings voucher, good towards your next new or pre-owned purchase. At PlumCreekDeals.com, one spin and you win.
Savings off MSRP. See dealer for complete details.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I really don't have anything, no indications of what's going to happen and who or what team I'm going to go to. Nobody's really come out for really forefront and said, oh, we really love you and that we want to come get you.
With the first selection in the NFL draft.
Hold on.
Yeah! It's lonely at the top. Nebraska's Ndamukong Suh is right there. Join him Thursday night for the NFL draft, 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see a good chance for developing showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low 60s. Southeast winds will also stay at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. More shower and storm activity develops tonight as well. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow. It's your tree that clears the air.
Earth Day.
You hemp smoking free.
No, it's Earth Day.
Trees for America.
I'm sorry, I also love John Denver, but this does make the hair on the back of my toes stand up, I'll tell you that. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox on this Earth Day where the rain is replenishing Central Nebraska today. From our Buller Noble segment, to Scott via his mobile phone says, the Rams have got to trade down. Find somebody who wants Sue in the top 10, then get a good offensive lineman and Clausen or McCoy as your quarterback in the second round. On a totally different subject, Rusty and Lamar, is challenging you. He said, you know what, guys? I listen to the show all the time. During my recent visit to Kearney, I followed your advice and checked out the new eatery at Godfather's and conquered the crane game.
Yes!
On the second attempt. And you took like 12.
Well, it was because the paw was caught under that damn bear.
He extends a challenge your direction. So, Rusty and Lamar versus Daddy in a crane game. He also says, speaking of the crane game, Doug, which was more exciting to watch and provided more entertainment? Daddy playing the crane game or watching the Nebraska Cranes at the event center back in the day?
The Nebraska Cranes, much more exciting. Larry House.
NBA, NHL, thanks for all the emails. Anything from last night, Derek, you want to talk about?
Oh, my Mavericks got beat, 102-88.
San Antonio, though, really came out to play.
They just came out to play.
Dallas made a couple runs, and San Antonio held them off, didn't they?
Yeah, I was not happy. Yes, that's...
So they're even at a game apiece. Orlando thumps Charlotte in the NHL. Boston beat Buffalo in double overtime. That's all the overtime they should allow in hockey.
Yeah, that's
only in the Stanley Cup Finals should they go like six overtime.
I agree.
Washington beat Montreal. Vancouver beat Los Angeles. There's more hockey. There's more NBA tonight, but it is the NFL draft. Alex Gordon hit a home run for the Royals to win yesterday. How about that?
So game winner brought his average up to 200.
Blake Cover is the RMAC Academic Player of the Year in baseball. When did he get smart? Congratulations to the Blakester.
Good to you, Blake.
And USHL All-League Team Jaden Schwartz named to the first squad. No surprise there. Tomorrow, Indomitian Sioux, he's a Detroit Lion.
Yes, he is a Detroit Lion.
We want to thank Gary Niebauer for joining us on the show today to talk about the MLB hopeful pension plan, and Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com tomorrow. Baylor baseball coach Steve Smith and Jared Crick to talk a little Husker football, Daddy.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.